Guy DeCusa.
CBS News Brief. Republicans in the House try a second time and succeed in voting to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, but it's not expected to stick. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
The Senate has already made it clear through the leadership that this will either be sent to die in a committee or that they will dispense with it quickly in some other fashion.
The House GOP majority is about to narrow by one. CBS News projects New York Democrat Tom Suozzi won a special election to replace ousted Republican George Santos.
The people are watching. They want us to start working together. So our message is very clear. Either get on board or get out of the way.
Driver dead, five people in an ER lobby injured after police say a woman crashed her car into a hospital in Austin, Texas. Letitia Estrada works there.
I seen just random lights coming everywhere in the building. You know, I mean, very emotional. You could smell a lot of screeched tire smell.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whip. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
James here, host of the new Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. We're on the air live every weekday from 7 to 8 a.m. to start your day right with...
More Garth. More Reba.
Winona.
Yeah, but also the National Day of Calendar.
Brooks and Dunn.
Country news.
Brooks and Dunn.
This day in country history and your requests, plus the country legends.
More Garth. More Reba.
That you know and love. It's coffee, conversation, and country. Every weekday from 7 to 8 on 105.5 WIRI, Wis Country.
Winona.
A mix of clouds and sunshine and mild today. We'll get to around 44 for a high. The wind, a nice light breeze out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, some rain, eventually changing to some rain, mixing with snow down to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 33 on Friday. Partly sunny, even cooler with a high of 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Sunrise Show on Wis Country 105.5 WIRI. Hope you're all having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. I cannot get our our intro music to play. That's not good. All right, we'll keep moving. Hope you all are having a good Valentine's Day out there. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your day. We're going to make sure that we have some fun with you today. We've got good things lined up for you. Some country music news. We're going to get into the top 10 best country love songs. We'll get into that a little bit later. Looking forward to it. We got some other random facts we'll get to with regarding Valentine's Day and all of that, and we'll have some more fun with you as some, we get in some requests as well. Got one to kick off our show along with some random facts to go along with it. Looking forward to all of that. But I thought this would be a good place to start with some kind of random stuff with as far as Valentine's Day goes. Some things that maybe you'll hear about, maybe you won't. Like, there's an art collective called Mischief. And they put out a WD-40 cologne last year. It sold out quickly, but they recently restocked it, so you're in luck. Huh? I don't know if they do first day delivery or anything like that, but maybe you can get it for that special someone in your life that always wanted to smell like that. There's a new dating app called Score, because of course there is. And that isn't just a reference to landing a date. You must have at least a 675 credit score to use it. It's a dating app that only for people with good to excellent credit, and it hopes to help, quote, raise awareness about the importance of finances and relationships. And yes, do a soft credit check to confirm. I don't know about that one. That's I'm not sure how to feel about that one. Of all the dating apps I've heard of, that one is a little bit more interesting. What do you think of that one, guys? 423-1055, 715-423-1055. Love to hear about what you think of that one. A new study has found the sequential effects can come into play when browsing profiles on dating apps. It's a type of bias known in psychology where the previous item in a sequence affects how you judge the current item. Interesting. And researchers say that there's evidence that mouth-to-mouth kissing is more than 5,000 years old. Huh. Also, kissing was originally more common after lovemaking rather than being a precursor to sex. Interesting. I think kissing's amazing. Why not throw it in there all the time? Huh? I mean, it's not like you've got only somebody locked in the holster there or anything. What about favorite candies for Valentine's Day? Well, you got any favorite count? How about the way people say it? Like the way I'm even saying it, Valentine or Valentine's Day or however you want to say it. I know that there's a proper way to say it, but are you somebody that gets bent out of shape about the way people say it or not? Because if you do, you might want to call up and let me know. 715-423-1055. And as long as we're on that subject, talked to some listeners recently about the way we've been doing the Sunrise Show here with solo, with just me. I've gotten a lot of great feedback, and I cannot tell you how much I appreciate that, everybody. I'll be real with all of you. I am not the most confident human being you are ever going to hear on a radio station. That kind of stuff means more than I can put into words, so I appreciate it. But I've gotten an email or two about some, critiques. Let's call them critiques. It's not a big deal. I could take a punch. You guys can send me all the negative feedback you want. It's no big deal. I've been in radio for 22 years, man, and I've been an actor since I was 7. I've heard it all. But I want you to be able to do that because you are a part of this show. And I'm not saying that in some corny way or anything like that. We genuinely want you to feel like you're a part of the show. We genuinely want you to have input on the show. It's why I have requests every day. And I could play multiple requests every day. But if they're not time sensitive, I like to stretch them out so that you are a part of the show every day. You can call up. I tell you 3-4 times a day to call up and join the conversation. You're tired of just hearing me? Well, call up and change it. Join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. For those that didn't hear why we made this shift, Melissa and Seth both wear multiple hats. Everybody in here does. And everybody at every job does. I'm not saying that for sympathy or anything, just to give you some detail. They've got a lot on their plates. We are a small staff. This was one way I saw that could free them up for a little bit and help them to be able to do the work that they're doing and doing other work for you, for our listeners. So they're not doing this just so they can sleep in. Melissa's got news at like 4 in the morning to do, and Seth has 2 children. They are not sleeping in. But hopefully they have a little more free time and could do more the great work that they are doing that we have come to love from them, and that they could do that work for you, the listener, because that's what this is all about. So we do appreciate the feedback. james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can email us anytime, and especially email us your requests. Love getting those songs from all of you. Let's dive into our National Day of Calendar for this Valentine's Day. National Cream-Filled Chocolates Day. Perfect day for that. Not my kind of thing. I don't know what it is about me, but like outside of a Twinkie, I am not really big on the like donuts, like the jelly or cream-filled donuts or the cream-filled chocolates. Like, just give me a solid chocolate. Same thing with the hollow Easter Bunny. I don't like the hollow Easter Bunny. Give me the full-fledged chocolate Easter Bunny. All chocolate. Arr. What kind do you like? Let us know. 715-423-1055. If you're listening to us on the Civic Media app, you are just a touch or two away from calling up and joining the conversation. It's National Ferris Wheel Day. You a fan of Ferris wheels? Enjoy them? They're all right. I've only been on them a handful of times. They're interesting. I think the history of Ferris wheels is quite interesting as well. Making their debut at the World's Fair in Chicago, at least here in the States. George Washington Gale Ferris invented the Ferris wheel in 1893 when he was just 33. He introduced his invention at World's Columbian Explosion, Exposition. The exhibition was also known as the Chicago World Fair. People were celebrated this for a long time. Ferris' creation stood at an enormous 260 feet with 36 cars, encased with glass and locked doors, and weighed at a total of 26,000 pounds. After the exhibition, the Ferris wheel ran from June until October of 1863. It wasn't until 1894 that the Ferris wheel got taken down completely. The dismantled part of the Ferris wheel was actually made into good use during World War I. The scraps were used to make battleships, specifically the USS Illinois. How cool is that? That is really cool history right there. And interesting note on wartime and how we handled that back then. It is International Book Giving Day, along with it being National Library Lovers Day. What a great combination. Yeah. What a great idea for a gift today. You want to get somebody you love a nice gift, a book. Just make sure to know your audience. Like some people, they're going to get that gift and they're going to think you didn't think of anything, or you just at the last second grabbed that, or you don't know them very well because they don't like to read. So definitely got to know your audience on that one. But if you are getting somebody a Valentine gift, I would hope you do know your audience. If you don't, you got a lot more work to do and a lot more things to be worried about than Valentine's Day. Know your audience, people. And National Library Lovers Day, we send a special shout out to all of our local libraries. The Leicester Public Library, the Nakusa Public Library, the, of course, McMillan Memorial Library here in Wisconsin Rapids. Stevens Point is a wonderful library. We're surrounded in central Wisconsin by great libraries. And if you get the chance today, thank a librarian. Tell them we appreciate them. It's a tough gig. If you haven't done it, you don't know how hard it is. And appreciate everybody out there that has done it, especially my mom. I'll be certainly telling her about this later today. And of course, it's February 14th. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Well, some people believe that the history of this day is pretty clear. The reality is that the story behind St. Valentine's Day is covered in a great deal of mystery. Tradition hails February 14th, and perhaps even the whole month of February, as a time for love and romance with both ancient Roman and Christian backgrounds. But when the life of St. Valentine, the patron saint of this day, is considered, that's when things get a bit murky. Yeah, some people don't realize that the Catholic Church actually has record of three of its own saints who went by the name of Valentine, or Valentinus, and all three died as martyrs. That's kind of interesting. So in 270 AD, St. Valentine is martyred. And by 496 AD, First Valentine's Day is recognized. Pretty interesting. Yeah. Some more interesting stuff here. We're going to get into a good Judd song here. And we've got this. This is for Tammy over in Stevens Point. She wanted to hear Why Me. And after the success of their EP, Wyona and Naomi, which featured their first number one country single, Mama, He's Crazy, the mother-daughter duo got to work on their first full-length album, Why Not Me? The Judd's second number one hit. The track spent 2 weeks at the top of the country chart. It was penned by the duo's producer, Brent Maher, with Harlan Howard and Sonny Throckmorton. The three songwriters were honored with the Song of the Year award at ACMs. Song was written towards the end of the recordings of Why Not Me, the whole album. Quote, I knew we needed one more up-tempo tune for the album, Maher recalled to Songwriter Universe, so I called up Harlan Howard and asked if he could get together to write a song this weekend. Quote, on a Sunday, we got together at Harlan's house, and Sonny Throckmorton came over to write with us. Throckmorton really didn't want to drag himself to a songwriting session on a Sunday, but he figured he'd finally get a chance to use an idea he had been kicking around for a while. Quote, I had the melody for a long time, he recalled. I'd reached a point in my career where I just kind of quit working to edit it that much. I was trying to write it as, how about me, but I couldn't ever get anything. When you're stuck with a boring title, repetition is key, according to Howard. To get a really good record, you're gotta write a hell of a song when you're dealing with a title that's average, he explained to Billboard's book Top 100 Hits. The only thing I know to do with songs like Why Not Me or Busted, which I never thought was a good title, is to put the title in there often so that people remember it. The weaker the title, the more you got to hear it. The song is about a man who's looking for love everywhere but the Judd's doorstep, which leaves lead singer Wynonna wondering, why not me? Howard said the lyrics weren't written by a biographical standpoint, but were tailored for the duo's personalities. And great personalities they have. Here's the Judds, Why Not Me, on Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you by From the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go get yourself some coffee. Wish them a good morning. Over here, right at 250 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Over here, kind of by us, at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI.
And stories 800-889-2221 from Country Legends 24/7.
Where I am, going anywhere. as I can. And I'm a little past Little Rock, further down the line. Too soon to know what's up ahead, too late to change my mind. I gotta keep my heart out of this, and both hands on the wheel. I'm learning more with every mile, just how my way, I'd go back to where you are. Oh, but I can't turn this thing around, and nothing short of breaking down is gonna get me off this road I'm on. Oh, and I'm still a far cry from gone.
Southern woman sit on my lap. G with an O, O with a D, T with an I, and a M and a E, and a good time. Good time. I've been working all week and I'm tired. I don't want to sleep. I want to have fun. Time for a good time. Oh, turn it up.
A shot of tequila, beer on tap. A good-looking woman to sit on my lap. A G with an O, an O with a D. A T with an I, an M with an E. That's best good time. A good time. Oh, I've been working all weekend. I'm tired and I don't want to sleep. I want to have fun. It's time for a good time. I wanna have fun, it's time for a good time. Oh, I've been working all week and I'm tired, I don't wanna sleep, and I wanna have fun, it's time for a good time. Oh yeah, a good time. I need a good time. Yeah, good time.
This is Dwight Yoakam. come back, I promise I'll be good. You come home, baby, like I should.
Legends 24/7. Dick Clark interviewing George Strait at the ACMs in 1998.
When you've had 23 albums, they've all been bestsellers. Is there no end?
Oh, I hope not, Dick.
Now, you're going out on a concert tour again. Are these big venues or little ones?
They're big venues. We decided to try what we've been doing down in San Antonio and Dallas. It's like
50,000 people at a time?
It's big stadiums. We're doing the stadiums, you know, like... we did the Superdome in New Orleans and stadiums like that.
Now, I have a much more important question. Why are you not going to... every time I see this man, he's going to the Kentucky Derby. You're not going this year? Why? This is the first one you've missed in years.
It is, and I hate that. But, well, my son's got his junior-senior prom this year, so we better hang around home for that.
Give my best to Norma. Thank you so much.
Cold out tonight. I've shivered all night. when I look in her eyes, needing to hold her so tight, she just looks away. Oh, she'll swear that it's true, he's just someone she knew long ago. But I'll know that's not all, and I'll begin to feel the chill of an early fall. Oh, I'll begin to feel the chill of an early fall.
Chill of an early fall from Mr. George Strait on Wiz Country 105.5 WYRI's Sunrise Show. Proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit him at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. We've been celebrating singles around here at WIRI. We're going to have a winner for you. If not by the end of the show, we will have one for you tomorrow morning. Be listening for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you everybody that played along and had some fun with that. Diving into a little bit of country music news for you right now. The Stagecoach Country Music Festival has announced the lineup for the Palomino Stage. Dwight Yoakam will be headlining the night one on Friday. Leon Bridges headlines on Saturday. And then it's the Beach Boys on Sunday. Yeah, the Beach Boys. Other artists performing include Asleep at the Wheel, Clint Black, Pam Wills, Shane Smith and the Saints, and Luke Grimes. Show goes down April 26th through the 28th in Indio, California, but it's sold out. The main stage performances include Eric Church, Miranda Lambert, Jelly Roll, a bunch of great artists. Speaking of Jelly Roll, a year from now, Jelly Roll might only be half the man he is now because Gary Brecka, who has been referred to as a human biologist and biohacker, is helping him lose weight. Brecka says Jelly Roll weighed in at 494 pounds when they started working together, and he plans to strip him to 250, at least 250 pounds off him in the next 12 to 14 months. He says, quote, I am so excited to be on this journey with him, and he's been very vulnerable about it, too. He said, you know, Gary, this is the first time that I felt like my weight is killing me. Now, looks are a personal thing. Don't let anybody, every one of you listening right now is dang good looking, no matter what. I don't care how you're feeling today, you're looking good, all right? And Jelly Roll looks good, but health is a whole different factor. And when weight gets in the way of your health and you being around for your loved ones, that's when it's you got to put some work in. And it's good to see that he's got such good help to be able to do them. Not everybody has that kind of ability. Not everybody has a Gary Brecka standing by to be able to help out and everything. Anybody struggling with that? Anybody going through that? Good luck to you and keep at it. Let's see here. Let's take a look at this one. I wanted to get into this. Love songs, everybody. Yeah. Yeah. Happy Valentine's Day. To get you in the mood, we put together a list of the favorite country songs. And this is coming to us. I want to see who exactly put this list together. My mouse doesn't work very well. I apologize, everybody. Yeah, this is from Tone Deaf, tonedeaf.com. You want to check out the entire list. So we'll go from 10 on up. And at number 10, Deeper Than the Holler by the one and only Randy Travis.
So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is
good song, of course, from Mr. Randy Travis, Deeper Than the Holler. And number 9, they got Slow Hand from Conway Twitty. At 8, You're Still the One from Shania Twain. And at number 7, The Bones from Marion Morris. It's a good one, a little more modern one. Here is Luke Combs with Forever After All.
They say no. T-shirt in the kitchen with no makeup and a million
At number five, Lady A with Need You Now, a song that was requested a little bit earlier for Tanya. We got that out there for her. I Will Always Love You from Dolly Parton comes in at number four.
This, I wish you love.
One and only Dolly Parton. Whitney Houston, of course, made a great version of that song, but there's only one, really. I mean, that's the version. And nothing against Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston, one of the greatest singers of all time. Nothing against Whitney Houston. Just, that's the one that I heard, the, you know, growing up and everything. So that's just kind of the one that I go to. But Whitney's is great. Dolly's is incredible. Tennessee Whiskey from Chris Stapleton comes in at number three.
Whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine.
It's a good one. It's just a good song right there. And at number two, I Cross My Heart from George Strait, another classic. And the number one song, of course, according to ToneDeaf.com, you can check out the entire list right over there if you want to check it out. Here's the song going to play us right in the commercial break at Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. It's Garth Brooks and The Dance.
I had to miss the dance. It's my life. It's better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the dance.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids teams up with the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Experience fast, casual Mexican street food with a great family atmosphere and tasty Mexican treats. Tacos, micheladas, quesadillas, or burritos. La Taqueria and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, always aiming for the goal.
A mix of clouds and sunshine and mild today. We'll get to around 44 for a high. The wind, a nice light breeze out of the south at around 5 to 15. Tonight, some rain, eventually changing to some rain, mixing with snow down to 27 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 33 on Friday. Partly sunny, even cooler with a high of 26. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Black on Country Legends 24/7.
My first guitar I bought from a guy in the neighborhood for $10, and it was worth every bit of five. And took it on a camping trip and mistreated it, and it paid me back by splitting open and never being useful again. After that, my parents bought me a Gibson J40, and I had that for years. It was stolen. If anyone sees a beat-up old J40 out there.
See again. She hit me with her left and right, showing
Laying in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. And that's a pair of taillights I may never see again. She hit me with her left hand right, showing me nothing but the taillights. And that's about as lonely as a highway has ever been. Back here with my thumb out in the wind. Brought me to my knees, but she won't be laughing half as loud when she gives me back my keys. She'll be walking in the moonlight, seeing nothing but the taillights. That's a pair of taillights she won't ever see again. She hit me with a left and right, and with nothing but the taillights. The highway's ever been back here with my thumb out in the wind. There she goes. Here I come.
Wisconsin loves their country. Country Legends 24/7, 105.5 FM.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the lights and lay there in the dark. And a thought crosses my mind, if I never wake up in the morning, would she ever doubt the way I feel about her in my heart? If tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show her every day that she's my only one? My time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? 'Cause I've lost loved ones in my life who never knew how much I loved them. Now I live with the regret that my true feelings for them never were revealed. So I made a promise to myself to say each day how much she means to me, and avoid that circumstance where there's no second chance to tell her how I feel. 'Cause if tomorrow never comes, will she know how much I loved her? Did I try in every way to show she's my only one? And if my time on earth were through, she must face this world without me. Is the love I gave her in the past gonna be enough to last if tomorrow never comes? Tell that someone that you love just what you're thinking of if tomorrow never comes.
Some really good lyrics right there. The one and only Garth Brooks, If Tomorrow Never Comes. Some lyrics to take to heart right there for on this day and any day, really. Wiz Country 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show, wrapping up. Want to let you know, though, we got a bunch of original content the rest of the week, including tonight at 7 o'clock with Trail Tunes. Join my man Seth as he has got a great lineup for you tonight of good, good country, classic country for you. Be sure to check that out. Check out what we got coming up for you, everybody. Good stuff from Johnny Paycheck, Merle Haggard, I see coming up, Diamond Rio, Randy Travis, All In Your Future, along with some other great stuff. And tomorrow we will have our winner of the Celebrating Singles here at WIRI. Looking forward to announcing that winner tomorrow. That will be coming up for you right here on Wiz Country, 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show. Then go ahead and check out our friends over at From the Ground Up Coffee Shop, everybody. They're at 250 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Go over there, stop by, say hi, wish them a great day from all of us right here.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future in a world that's changing fast. for all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh.
So
do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. And love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Join the community and the Wisconsin Rapids Kiwanis Club on Saturday, February 24th for Kiwanis Youth Outdoors Day. This event is open to the public and free to attend. Lunch and a prize drawing will be provided to all attendees, but you must be present to win. You can participate in outdoor activities throughout the entire day. All equipment is provided at no cost. Come dressed in layers for the various activities. That's Saturday, February 24th from 10 to 3 at NEPCO Lake Park. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
WisCountry 105.5 WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of these local businesses so that we can bring high school sports action to you. Paper City Savings, El Cafe, Greenaway RV, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. Brandy and Michael bring you all the action on WisCountry WIRI. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the